Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
And welcome, activators, the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I've got Sam Davis, our executive rater producer, here with me. Sam, say hi to the folks.
Welcome to the weekend, Activators. Happy to have you here in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to the Active Wealth Show. And we've got a lot to talk about today, so stay tuned.
Absolutely. We have a lot to talk about. So I wanted to kind of just talk through several things that a lot of people have had questions about. We've gotten calls this week. Also, if you want to know what to do during this Russia-Ukraine stuff, we're going to have information on that about geopolitical events and what's happened in the markets. Also, but if you want to talk to a licensed financial advisor who can help kind of put things in perspective, I would encourage you to feel free to visit activewealth.com. Click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and we're happy to have the conversation with you absolutely at no cost to you and help you plan, get an idea, do a portfolio analysis and a financial plan to your 95th birthday. This is a marathon, not a sprint, obviously. And so all you have to do is just visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, or feel free to give us a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. So let's talk through what we're going to talk about today. Number one is we're going to share what our February structured note came in at on a rate of return for a 12-month rate of return. We'll do that here right after the market update. We're going to also talk about jobless claims, and we'll talk about geopolitical events, as we said, and what's happened in the markets since 1950 when we had large military conflicts. We are also, the main point of today is going to be tax preparation versus tax planning and how that can benefit you. And we're going to try to help you divest Uncle Sam out of being your partner in retirement. And we'll talk about smart income, smart tax, and smart risk options for you, and also talk about what to do about that Medicare two-year look back when you start planning for Medicare, let's say when you turn 61 years old and beyond. So there's a lot to pack in here, but first let's go straight into the market update.
Your Active Wealth market update.
U.S. stocks retreated as investors continue to monitor tensions between Russia and Ukraine, as well as the Federal Reserve's preparation for a March rate hike. All three major averages fell over 1%, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 400 points. Oil slipped below $90 per barrel. In earning news, Walmart shares rose after profits and sales came in ahead of expectations, and the retailer delivered a solid forecast for the year, with profits expected to rise by mid-single digits and sales around 3%. It also boosted its dividend to 56 cents a share. And this is interesting. DoorDash shares also popped up after quarterly revenue beat estimates as food delivery demand showed no sign of slowing. By the way, folks, the DoorDash market cap is a whopping $35 billion, if you can believe that. Chipmaker NVIDIA also in focus after posting strong quarterly results. Fastly, the cloud management company, saw its shares sink over 30% after forecasting weaker than expected revenue and a wider than expected loss. In economic data, the Labor Department released that there were 248,000 jobless claims this past week, which were above the 219,000 estimated. And also continuing claims, which track the total of number of unemployed workers collecting benefits, are anticipated to fall by 16,000 to 1.605 million. Meantime, the Commerce Department is expected to say that the number of new homes under construction in January fell 0.1% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.7 million. That's down from 1.702 million in December. Permits for future construction are anticipated to fall 6.6% to 1.76 million in January, down from an 11-month high of 1.873 million in December. And the Philadelphia Federal Reserve will release its index of manufacturing activity for Eastern Pennsylvania, Southern New Jersey, and Delaware. It's expected to slip 3.2 points this month to a reading of 20.0. Any reading above zero means more manufacturers say business conditions are improving rather than worsening. Bitcoin also hovered around $43,000. I would encourage you to really consider not investing in cryptocurrency. So many problems with it. And Warren Buffett and his partner, Felix Unger, both feel like, you know what, it's Bitcoin is actually pretty close to moral. We don't want to, they're saying, hey, don't replace our US currency. And then also, there's not really intrinsic value with Bitcoin. And you have to find somebody else willing to buy. There's not to purchase from you. It's just something to really consider. Be very careful on investing in cryptocurrencies is all I would say. Now, let's get into what our February structured notes ended up at. We had a minimum structured note of paying 13.35% offered by Bank of Montreal. And the end result for the structured note that was offered to our investors and our clients this past month was 13.57%, which is a very great 12-month annual rate of return. Obviously, with structured notes, they are securities. They do involve risk. And for folks that are investing in our structured notes, they are American-style structured notes that have a principal buffer of 30%. So as long as the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and the Russell 2000 don't lose 30% of their value, any of those three indices, as long as that doesn't happen, then your principal is 100% protected and you will continue to get the 1/12 of that annual rate of return of 13.57%. 13.57%, you would actually receive 1.13% a month. That's pretty great considering you're looking at, you know, obviously a bank CD is a different product and doesn't involve market risk as these structured notes do, but it's interesting to me that you could get 1.130%. It's interesting to me that you could get 1.130% when a bank CD or to your bank CD is offering like 0.6 from Ally Bank or 0.05 if you're going to a bricks and mortar company on a 12-month annual rate of return. And we're talking about a one-month rate of return of 1.13. That's a remarkable difference. And structured notes do involve market risk. They are securities, but it was something that I would recommend you consider as a bond replacement strategy. Imagine what your portfolio could do if the bonds that you hold were actually earning between 9 and 13.57%, which is what our structured notes have averaged over the last 12 months between our different offerings. We also have a different structured note that is offered every single month. And I would encourage you to reach out to us. Just visit activewealth.com, click that set an appointment button, or you can pick the phone up and call us at 770-685-1777. We're happy to help you get you a structured note consultation, get your retirement income consultation, and help you with a portfolio analysis and a retirement plan to your 95th birthday. All of that also includes a Social Security maximization report, and includes a retirement income gap analysis. We do all that. It's about a $1,500 value, and we give it to you on the front end, especially to our listeners to the Active Wealth Show, up front on purpose for free. So you can make an informed financial decision about your retirement future. So we think that is a great offer. We're trying to educate as many Atlantans as possible or many folks that watch us on our podcast, and also our podcast, The Active Wealth Show, is available on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. We are also extremely proud to be partnered with Salem Media, and we sincerely appreciate our radio station hosts, and we are huge fans, and I mean huge fans, of AM920 The Answer. We appreciate our family home there as well. So the rest of this show, we're going to talk through, you know, tax prep versus tax planning. And I think you're going to find this to be an enlightening show, but we're also going to talk about geopolitical events as well. What happens when we've got military aggression, what happens in the markets and how quickly they recover. We're going to talk a little bit about just the update on Ukraine versus Russia versus Ukraine and where Russia's trying to invade an entire country. President Trump also said, how are you going to give sanctions on Russia when, you know, he can go just annex an entire country that's a very strategic and beautiful piece of real estate. That's what former President Trump said about it. But we're going to kind of share some really interesting information that you're going to find enlightening and educational about what happens in the markets with geopolitical events. As we said, we're going to talk more about tax prep versus tax planning, how much you can actually save. And here's a hint, folks, it's actually six figures during a 35 plus year retirement if you implement a Roth ladder conversion correctly. We're trying to help you divest or delete Uncle Sam out of your retirement. And then also we're going to talk about what happens when you replace your bonds with either fixed index annuities or structured notes. And we're going to talk about the two-year look back with Medicare. And this is going to be a very educational Active Wealth show. Hope you stay tuned to us for the next three segments. Thank you so much for being with us here this week on the Active Wealth show. We'll be right back on AM 920 The Answer.
Listen to the number one show on the weekends on AM 920, The Answer, to protect and grow your hard-earned money. The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, Saturdays at 12 noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Okay, welcome back, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor, and I'm joined by our executive radio host, Mr. Sam Davis. And Sam, we were talking about news has spread that, you know, Russia may invade Ukraine. Investors should be aware that there's likely to be a quick knee-jerk reaction in the markets, but geopolitical events often do not have a lasting effect or impact on the financial markets. We've got a good framework to see how stocks have kind of responded to other geopolitical events based on history. The average one-day decline is around 1.14%, with a total event-driven drawdown of 4.39% on average over a 16-day period. And then it generally recovers in an average of 35 days all the way back to the original market value and market cap value. So it's just interesting that, you know, there's no reason to panic. Also, it also means you need to stay invested because you need to be able to get some of those, you know, top three to 10 trading days so that you can recover and stay invested and not just have a melting ice cube strategy. Couple of things here. So when we had U.S. terrorist attacks on 9/11, the markets went down 4.90% in a single day. That was the largest drawdown. And there was an 11.60% total drawdown. The bottom came in 11 days and the recovery was in 31 days. That's after, you know, the U.S. terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So I thought that was interesting. Iraq's invasion of Kuwait was a one-day drawdown of the largest drawdown was 1.10%. The bottom was 71 days later and 189 days was a full recovery. That's the longest. The greatest single day drawdown was when North Korea invaded South Korea on 6/25/1950. And that was a negative 5.4%. One day drawdown, the total drawdown was 12.90%. The bottom was in day 23 and the recovery came in day 82. You know, we've just seen a lot of different stuff. We've got also the North Korea missile crisis was only up 0.1% drawdown on total drawdown of 1.50%. The bottom was in day 14 and the recovery was on 36th day. So there's just a lot of things. Even the Boston Marathon bombing was a negative of 2.30% in a single day, 3% total drawdown. The bottom came in day 4 and the recovery was in day 15. So we've got plenty of historical reference here. And we're looking at the performance of the S&P 90 and the S&P 500 is what the index that we're looking at these on. So it's just good to know that your average is going to be single day decline of 1.14% if it does happen. And then also it's going to recover totally within 35 days, more than likely on average. So that is an average number, not saying that's exactly what's going to happen, but that's what's happened historically. So I thought that was interesting. Then let's talk about tax prep versus tax planning. So a lot of people are getting prepared for tax season. They've got all their W-2s, their 1099s in, and that's great tax preparation. They're getting things together. Many of you may be familiar with French cooking. The term mise en place means that everything has its place and everything in its place before you start cooking. So same kind of deal. You want to have all of your W-2s. You want to have all of your 1099s. You want to have all of your, you know, all the different forms, like your mortgage interest form. So you can write that off in your taxes as well. And make sure you do your deductions for your children and yourselves and things like that. Well, that's tax prep. And you might be using TurboTax, you might be using an accountant, but that's all well and good and fine. But I would encourage you to consider tax planning. I'm not a CPA. We work with Wilson Lewis. They're a CPA firm here in Atlanta. And they're great and they do a great job, and we can help get you a lower cost tax return prepared by them if you want. All you have to do is just visit us at activewealth.com or send me an email at forward@activewealth.com, and I'll introduce you to Philip and the boys over there and gals over there at Wilson Lewis CPA firm. One of the things we do every day is we help people with Roth conversion. So when people come into our office and they're like, I want to reduce the amount of taxes that I'm going to pay over my 35 plus year retirement, we give them an actual plan to their 95th birthday with a Roth ladder conversion in the first 5 to 10 years of, or even 3 to 10 years of their retirement. We delete or divest Uncle Sam out of being their partner in retirement. We fill out something called a Roth conversion form. What they need to do, or what you need to do if you're going to do a Roth conversion, you implement a Roth conversion a little bit at a time, because we like to try to stay below the 32% income tax bracket and try to convert it 20 to 24% or lower if we can. That 24% bracket, the top of the 24% bracket is, you know, bumping up against $340,000 for 2022. And so you've got a lot of room. If you're making 100 grand, you've got $240,000 you could still convert from your IRA to your Roth IRA. And I'm going to give you a couple of hints here. So number one hint, try to use your taxable account to pay the taxes on the money you convert from your IRA to your Roth IRA, so that your tax deferred money moves dollar for dollar into your tax-free bucket. So you've got tax deferred bucket in your IRA or your 401k, your 457 or your 403b or your simple IRA, your SEP IRA. We move money from your IRA. Let's say you're moving 100 grand a year for 5 years. You're going to move 500 grand. You move 100 grand over, and let's say you're at a 20% effective tax rate with the conversion. So we take $20,000 out of an investment account or a savings account and pay the taxes, but the 100 grand moves from the IRA to the Roth IRA, and you have to wait 5 years to access the principal and the gains, so you don't have to pay any taxes on the gains that you've got. With Roth IRAs, and by the way, there's only two types of tax-free investments out there, folks. You've heard me talk about it many times, but it's Roth IRAs and life insurance. That's it. There's no other truly tax-free investments out there. Municipal bonds don't cut it, because interest from municipal bonds actually generate additional taxation on your Social Security income, and it also contributes to Medicare surcharges or additional Medicare surcharges. So we want to be careful about that. So if you invest in, if you implement a Roth ladder conversion, you're investing in a portfolio that's implemented by ETFs. You're keeping your expense ratio down as well. And expense ratio is basically the ratio of your entire portfolio that you're paying out each year in fees. Someone called them hidden. They're not necessarily hidden, but they are talked about in prospectuses on mutual funds as an example, where they've got 12B1 fees, which are just marketing fees that mutual fund companies charge, and they don't do any marketing, so they just put it into their pocket. And that's okay. I mean, that's they're in business to do business and make a profit, and doesn't make them bad people, but it is, you know, a different model. And what I would encourage you to do is try to invest in a portfolio that is implemented with something called exchange traded funds. Exchange traded funds are a lot like mutual funds. They can give you the same type of diversification, but their fees are a fraction of it. I think a typical mutual fund within a 401k plan is charging between 0.7 and over 1% a year in 12B1 fees and C-share fees. Well, an ETF that's got similar investment strategy and similar diversification, like our portfolios, we implement our portfolios with a 0.15 to 0.17 expense ratio. That's a lot less than 0.7 to over 1%. Our goal here always at Active Wealth and on the Active Wealth Show is to help you build a tax-efficient, fee-efficient, and market-efficient portfolio. And we're going to talk about all three today. So tax-efficient would be, hey, let's divest the IRS out of being our partner in our retirement account. They're not the kind of partner you want. They're the ones that just take money from you. So let's get rid of them by implementing a Roth ladder conversion in the first 5 to 10 years of your retirement. Or do it even sooner while you're still working and still stay below that $340,000 threshold, where we're bumping up against where the 32% tax bracket starts for married filing jointly folks. And we're here to help for sure. Number two is, let's try to understand, at least get the portfolio analysis done. So just visit activewealth.com, click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and let's go ahead and figure out what's the expense ratio that we're paying. The last deal is on market efficiency. Let's get more market efficient with investing in bond replacement strategies to reduce market loss and account loss with bonds in a slightly rising interest rate environment. We'll talk about that in segment 3 and segment 4. But we're talking about tax prep versus tax planning, and the best way to tax plan, two things. Figure out a Roth ladder conversion from your IRA into your Roth IRA, and then also consider building retirement income. And we're going to talk about that right when we come back from the break, how to build tax-free retirement income. I think you're going to find it very interesting. We've got a new story to share of a new client that we've just invested into this type of product, and you're going to be blown away by what the illustrated income is tax-free when they turn 67 years old. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Come right back. We're going to talk about how to generate tax-free income and also more on tax preparation versus tax planning. Thanks so much for being with us. You're going to want to come back for segment 3 and segment 4 to try to get more tax efficient with your retirement nest egg.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
Are you concerned about U.S. tax rates being raised by the Biden administration and how that will affect your retirement? Tune into The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
And welcome back, Activators, The Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I'm joined by our executive writer producer, Sam Davis. And Sam, you've got a personal story about an inherited IRA with your wife, Bailey. And I wanted you to just share that, because at your young age, and maybe you'll be willing to share your age. At your young age, you're dealing with RMDs today.
Yes, that's correct. So just to, you know, give the background, you know, this is, we were talking about Roth ladder conversions and the tax savings and the benefits of that. Another one of the benefits that we talk about from time to time on this show, but we don't highlight as often, is the advantage that you have with a Roth IRA of a tax-free benefit to your heirs. So my wife, Bailey, her father unfortunately passed away when she was in high school, and she inherited his IRA. It was great, fantastic, you know, helps pay for school and a car and expenses like that growing up. But now I'm 26, she's 27. We're both about to have our birthdays this spring and we'll each be a year older. But even though we're in our mid to late 20s, we have RMDs already. We have money that we are required to take out of that account each year. And because we're both working full time, that money is actually getting taxed at a higher rate than it would be if it was our retirement income and we were older.
And also what happens when you're taking the RMDs right now, that gets added to the AGI, the adjusted gross income, your ordinary income that you're making as a household, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just how many opportunities do you have in life where you have a tax-free option? I mean, I know we are about 2 months away from tax day here in the United States, and I already have a pile on the kitchen counter of 1099s and W-2s and all the different tax forms. You know, that stuff takes time and effort and energy, and it's a lot better. Yeah, you'll never get rid of taxes completely, but it's a lot better if you can sit down with an expert and plan out how you're going to handle taxes, especially in retirement. You don't want to deal with taxes now, but you'll really not want to deal with the stress of taxes when you're in retirement.
Yeah, and also it's a great family legacy thing, but at the same time, you're still dealing with RMDs that you have to keep taking out and make your own money, and it also puts you guys in higher tax brackets. I mean, that is, you know, a lot to deal with in your 20s. And so I would encourage everyone that's listening to the sound of our voices here, do me a favor, visit activewealth.com, click the set an appointment button, and let's set a Roth ladder conversion plan for you. We'll do it absolutely at no cost to you. And if you've never done a Roth conversion plan to really see how much you could really save, let me just share a really cool actual story. So Rob and Janice, we talk about them on the show about once a quarter. So Rob is an engineer with a local large Fortune 500 company here in Atlanta, and he makes about $160,000 a year, and he's converting $149,000 a year for the next 4 years. And he's got a $760,000 IRA, and he's going to convert $150,000 a year for the next 4 years. And then he's going to convert about $40,000 until he's converted the rest of it over the next 6 years after that. But he's going to take his total estimated retirement tax bill down from $834,000 paid over 35 plus year retirement down to $356,000 for a tax savings for him personally of $478,000. But when you include that plus the inheritance tax savings that his loved ones are going to get, it's a total tax savings of retirement and inheritance tax savings of an estimated $718,000 off of a $760,000 IRA. Folks, that is an enormous savings. It is six figures plus. Please do everything you can to implement a Roth ladder conversion. This is the difference between tax prep and tax planning, okay? Then also, I promised that I would give you an example of how to generate tax-free income, especially in your 40s and 50s. We've got folks that listen to us that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and early 60s, and you may want to consider a Rule 7702 plan that allows you to invest in life insurance, because that's the other tax-free investment out there, truly tax-free, where it doesn't contribute to, you know, any ordinary income tax. It doesn't contribute to any Social Security taxation or any additional Social Security taxation. It also doesn't contribute to any additional Medicare surcharges when you withdraw money from these policies, because they're loans against the policy and there's no taxes on loans. So that's how it works. And it's using the IRC code, the IRS tax code, rule 7702. You can Google it and look it up. But I would encourage you to consider that. So we've got a gentleman that has worked with me in the past. He is fantastic. And he's based in Florida. And he came to me and said, Ford, I need to do something different. I don't have a plan. He's 46 years old. He's an executive. He's a marketing executive. And he was like, I need to do something different. I'm just concerned about taxes in the future. So he's putting $2,500 away for the next 10 years a month. So he's putting $2,500 away a month. And he's basically putting in, you know, $30,000 a year for 10 years. It's $300,000 total. Well, he's going to generate $92,410 a year tax-free as estimated by the illustration that we saw with the IOL that illustration that we ran for him with one of our top carriers. And we work with the top wholesaler in the country that wholesales these products. And so, you know, they just write billions of dollars in annuities and hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in index universal life policies as well. So we're able to get like the best options for this client. And also for you, if you're listening to the sound of our voice here on AM 920 The Answer or on the Active Wealth Show podcast, we're here to help you do this type of thing. And he's not going to miss the $2,500 a month for 10 years. He's got $300,000, but get this. So he's got 300 grand invested. When he turns on from age 67 to age 77, he's going to generate $920,000 from that $300,000 investment just in 10 years. And he's still going to have cash value and he's still going to have a tax-free death benefit as well. So if you want to generate triple of what you could get in Social Security income and do that also tax-free, then why not consider investing in Index Universal Life Policy and take advantage of IRC code rule 7702. So it's all completely legal. Financially savvy clients that we have do this, and they've got it a big part of their plan. And so I would encourage you to reach out to us at activewealth.com and let's do everything we can to get you more tax efficient, fee efficient, and market efficient. So again, we're talking about tax planning versus tax prep. It's great to do tax prep. It's important to do tax prep. Work with TurboTax or work with a CPA and make sure that you're giving the IRS the money that they deserve and the money that is according to our tax codes. We're also in a historically low tax period. Right now, the current 24% bracket, if it goes back up to levels what we had between 1960 and 1963, guess what? That was 56%, the current 24% bracket. That is 8% higher than 2x of where we are right now in our tax stuff. And if you believe the gentleman that's in the White House, and I use that term loosely, I'm not a fan of our current president. I am a fan of our former president, Donald Trump. I am a fan of people saying what they really mean. And also, I'm not a fan of tax and spend liberals. I'm a fan of getting the government out of your pocket so that you can make decisions on your retirement and have a successful retirement. That's what I'm a fan of, because tax risk and future tax rate hike risk could be one of the greatest obstacles to you having a successful retirement of the next 35 to 50 plus years, depending on what your age is. And so I would encourage you to consider getting into some sort of tax planning. And you can do that just by visiting activewealth.com or sending me an email at ford@activewealth or calling us at 770-685-1777. Most people have a tough time remembering the phone number. So I would encourage everybody just to visit activewealth.com. That's ACTIVEWEALTH is exactly how it sounds, activewealth.com. And you'll get booked directly into my calendar. You'll speak directly to me. And if you've been listening to us for 6 or 12 months or 24 months and you haven't called in, we'd love to hear from you. Sam loves it when I get a chance to talk to our radio listeners, because we share great stories like we did with that executive. And we come back from the break. We're going to talk about bond replacements and how that can help you become more market efficient and grow your money over time with a slightly different strategy that also delivers what we hope is a more sound strategy with a little extra safety between fixed index annuities and also structured notes as well. Thanks so much for listening to the Active Wealth Show. We'll be right back right here on AM 920 The Answer.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Listen to the number one show on the weekends on AM 920 The Answer to protect and grow your hard-earned money. The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. Saturdays at 12 noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.
And welcome back, folks, to segment four of the Active Wealth Show. We've been talking about tax prep versus tax planning. We also talked about the geopolitical events with Russia potentially invading Ukraine. We are talking about how you can invest in a smart tax plan, also generate smart income with tax-free income with the Rule 7702 plan. But we talked about how to implement a Roth ladder conversion efficiently and effectively by taking money from your investment account to pay the taxes on the money that moves from your tax-deferred bucket, which is your IRA, into a tax-free bucket, which is a Roth IRA, and take money from your investment account and pay the taxes from a taxable investment account. And so therefore you're moving tax deferred money to a tax-free investment environment that can grow tax-free completely and compound and all that great stuff. But then you're using taxable money to pay the taxes on that. So you're maximizing the money that goes into your tax-free account, which is a Roth IRA. Now, next, we want to get market efficient. Another way to do that is to replace the bonds you've got with a fixed index annuity, but you can also invest in structured notes as well. We talked about our February structured notes paying out 13.57%. Our March note will come out next week. And so you ought to just give us a call. But let's talk about a bond replacement specifically with a fixed index annuity. Sam, go ahead and run chapter 15 on bond replacement from my new book, Annuity 360.
Chapter 15, bond replacement with fixed indexed annuities. Big idea. Historically, bonds have seen volatility when the market is volatile. Fixed index annuities are not subject to the same volatility, which makes them a much safer investment. You might have heard a financial advisor talk about replacing your bonds with annuities to protect your wealth and grow your retirement funds. At my firm, Active Wealth Management, we believe this is a smart way to protect your future. Many people have learned that bonds are a safe way to invest your money, but there are some downsides to bonds that should make you think twice. We'll talk about some reasons why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. First, here's some information on the history of bonds in the United States. Historical bond volatility. The 1900s saw two secular bear and bull markets in U.S. fixed income. Inflation peaked at the end of World War I and World War II due to increased government spending. The first bull market started after World War I and lasted through World War II. The U.S. government kept bond yields artificially low until 1951. The long-term bond yields were at 1.9% in 1951. They climbed to nearly 15% in 1981. In the 1970s, globalization had a huge impact on bond markets. New asset classes such as inflation-protected securities, asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, high-yield securities, and catastrophe bonds were created. Early investors in these new asset classes were compensated for taking on the challenge. The bond market was coming off its greatest bull market coming into the 21st century. Long-term bond yields declined from a high of 15% to 7% by the end of the century. The bull market in bonds showed continued strength in the early 21st century, but there is no guarantee with our current market volatility that this will hold. See chart 15.1 to see the incredible difference of investing in a fixed index annuity versus investing in bonds. Why you should consider replacing your bonds with annuities. The first question you should ask yourself is this. Why would you take market risk with your bonds when your bonds can lose their value? If you just look at the history alone, you can see how uncertain the future of bonds is. Inflation and fluctuating interest rates play a big role in bond yields. Interest rate risk of bonds. Bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. When interest rates fall, bond prices rise. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, investors have moved their money to bonds because they believe it is a safer investment option. However, this has caused bond yields to fall to all-time lows. As of May 24, 2020, the 10-year Treasury note was yielding 0.64% and the 30-year Treasury bond was at 1.27%. Reinvestment risk of bonds. This is the likelihood that an investment's cash flows will earn less in a new security. For example, an investor buys a 10-year $100,000 Treasury note with an interest rate of 6%. They expect it to earn $6,000 a year. At the end of the term, interest rates are 4%. If the investor buys another 10-year note, they will earn $4,000 instead of $6,000 annually. Consider the possibility that interest rates change over time when deciding to invest in bonds. Systematic market risk. This refers to the risk that is inherent to the market as a whole. It will affect the overall market, not just a particular stock or industry. This can be unpredictable and it is impossible to avoid. Diversification cannot fix this issue, but the correct asset allocation strategy can make a big difference. Unsystematic market risk. This type of risk is unique to a specific company or industry. Similar to systematic market risk, it is impossible to know when unsystematic risk will occur. For example, if someone is investing in healthcare stocks, they may be aware of some major changes coming to the industry. However, there is no way they can know how those changes will affect the market. There are two factors that contribute to company-specific risk. Business risk. There are two types of risk, internal and external. Internal refers to operational efficiency. An external would be similar to the FDA banning a specific drug that the company sells. Financial risk. This relates to the capital structure of a company. A weak capital structure can lead to inconsistent earnings and cash flow that can prevent a company from trading. Reduced advisory fees. Investors who trade individual stocks may know how much commission they are paying their broker, but individuals who buy bonds often have no idea what type of commission they are paying. Bond dealers collect commission on bonds they sell, called markups, but they bundle them into the price that is quoted to the investors. This means you are unaware of how much commission you are actually paying. Standard & Poor's estimates of bond markups is 0.85% of the value for corporate bonds and 1.21% for municipal bonds. However, markups can be as high as 5%, up to $50 per bond. Bonds have finite durations. Bonds only provide income for a finite amount of time, unlike an annuity, which provides income for life. You must reinvest your money if you want to continue generating interest with bonds. However, reinvesting with a bond can sometimes come at a loss, as we discussed above. Annuities will provide you with an income you can never outlive.
I hope you enjoyed that chapter, so you now understand the types of risk you're dealing with bonds. But let's just say you took $1 million IRA and the 60-40 portfolio with 60% securities, which would be 600 grand, 40% bonds, which would be 400,000. Let's say you just moved the $400,000 that were invested in bonds into a fixed index annuity. You would eliminate the advisory fee. The annual advisory fee is 1.5%. Ours is lower than that, but your advisory fee, let's say you would eliminate over a 35-year period, you would literally save $210,000 in deleting that 1.5% advisory fee on the $400,000 because you're no longer have that invested into a bond portfolio. You've got to invest in a fixed index annuity. There's no advisory fees with a fixed index annuity. It's the final
countdown. So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
We recapped our February structured note, and that recap of the February structured note was at 13.57%. There was 248,000 new jobless claims, which is above the 216 or 219,000 estimated. We talked about was geopolitical events out there, and that basically the markets generally recover in 35 days or less, but an average of 35 days. We also talked about tax prep versus tax planning, and it is now, let's make this the year that we're going to start really planning our taxes and not just doing tax preparation. We think that is a really good idea to do. And then we want to try to get to a Roth ladder conversion and even consider building in tax-free retirement income by investing in a Rule 7702 plan. And all you have to do is visit activewealth.com to do that. We ran out of time. We'll talk about the Medicare two-year look back next time and how you really need to start planning at age 61 for Medicare if you haven't already. And we talked a lot about bond replacement and how you can make $2.84 million more over a 35-year retirement just by replacing the bonds in your portfolio on a million-dollar portfolio to take out the $400,000 of the bond portion of your portfolio and invest it in a fixed index annuity, doing a lot better than what bonds are doing now. Also, it's a great way to eliminate some of the unsystematic and systematic market risk out there with bonds that we're seeing in this slightly rising interest rate environment. And that was a lot. We talked about a lot on the show, but remember, if you haven't taken action, you haven't made a decision, do me a favor, make a decision, give us a call at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com, click that set an appointment button, and let's get started on a financial plan, a portfolio analysis, a Roth ladder conversion plan, a retirement income gap analysis, a Social Security maximization report. Let's get started on your successful retirement future today, because we're going to work very hard to protect and grow your wealth. We're so glad you've been with us. Remember, with retirement, it's all about knowledge. If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, be as aggressive as you can about getting knowledge for your own retirement. Thanks so much for tuning in the Active Wealth Show, and have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Are you concerned about U.S. tax rates being raised by the Biden administration and how that will affect your retirement? Tune in to The Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, to learn how you can reduce the taxes you pay before and during retirement. The Active Wealth Show, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 11 a.m.